Rockin', rockin' and rollin'. Down to the beach I'm strolling. But the seagulls poke in my head, not fun. I said, seagulls, stop it now.
Go directly to jail. After making a brief but loud scene, Sarn Turbo and Bebebo have been apprehended in the Mos Chutas spaceport. However, Max Skyblade seemingly has successfully blended into the background and out of the trouble. From a short distance, he looks on as the stormtroopers carry off his new co-worker and latest smugglee. Maybe the prison guards will have managers to speak to.
Yeah, I did speak to the manager, didn't I?
Yeah, you were emphatic.
That was my parent.
I want to follow these guys. That's my goal. Discreetly, though.
Let me get us back over there. All right. And I figured out what was wrong, and now you're going to be able to see your character. So that's good.
That is good. What happened?
I put the background in the foreground, so you guys were under the background.
That always seems to happen.
It'll get you.
My shooter.
You'll get caught up in the... I want to... Oh, you made one. But I do not say it yet. Is that your original one? Because it looked like it was on the playing card like I made.
Yeah, that's my original one.
You found it?
I'm a character. No, I never lost it.
Oh.
I just never used it.
Yeah, because Mac and Boo are one.
It's not untrue.
We are Venom.
All right. So, as I mentioned, Mac is somewhere in the back watching as an unconscious Sarn and a terrified Bebebo are being carted off towards spaceport control and towards the center of the of town, towards spaceport control.
Okay. Well, I'm following behind stealthily because I'm trying to follow where they're going.
Okay.
I can't really do anything.
No. You're still unconscious. So it's going to be nice for a little while.
I should probably...
All right. And you watch as they walk by the water tower. And again, there's a little bit of a heightened security because there were some murders at the cantina that you may or may not have had something to do with, as well as some murders in town of a particular Wookiee.
Didn't we really?
Yeah, you killed him. You killed him good. In fact, Sarn's been bragging about it for the years since. So,
a year? It's been a year?
Years. I don't think that we've nailed it down, but.
Oh, that doesn't sound right.
No, like, it's been not like a day. Yeah.
It's been like a day. Like in the other timeline, like in the not flashback.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Right. No, in the other timeline, I don't think we've nailed down. No, it has not been a year since.
Oh, all right. Refresh my memory. We killed people in this town in the because it's like episode 3 of the flashback. In the first flashback, I'm trying to. All right.
In the first flashback, actually, you may not have. Did you kill anybody in the cantina? I don't really remember.
I don't think so. I think we ran pretty quickly.
Okay, you did shoot, but okay, maybe you didn't murder anyone at the cantina. But then afterwards,
no, I shot it. Butt radar.
You shot at butt radar. Then they chased you down and you killed them in the street.
Yeah, after we flipped the van.
The van.
Bird.
I forgot. Van. You guys destroyed the flower van?
Yeah.
Oh.
It flipped over.
Mm. All right. And
so Mac, do we have a getaway? We were just going to, what were we going to do? Just get onto a spaceship?
Yeah, we called Trex in to help us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That old stuff.
Sarn called someone and said, meet me in the landing bay. But when you went to the landing bay, it was swarming with stormtroopers, and they came up and just asked Beb and Sarn some simple questions, and very quickly, Sarn got belligerent and became, well, he refused to be arrested, so they blasted him.
Just say standoffish.
He was standoffish. And Mac sort of backpedaled into the background as Sarn became more and more standoffish until he was blasted to incapacity.
I didn't even get shot off, did I?
One of these stormtroopers had damage. So, yeah, you did get a shot off.
Because, yeah, I think I remember rolling initiative, and I was, like, last.
Yes, you got... it's funny because you went, oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no!
Just remember, the guy goes, he slaps cuffs on you, and you just, I slap him away.
I want to speak to your manager. Right. And you also told him that you were an Ortolan, which is a big...
You told him you were a world-famous jazz musician. It's like if I tried telling somebody I was Ray Charles, but I'm me.
Yeah, I in fact, in the notes, I think it says Beb Bebo said he was Bob Bebo, a famous... Or no, I said Sarn said he was Bob Bebo, a famous person.
Yeah,
of a complete opposite color. I mean, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So, you're being like carted down around town, and you go into these sets of buildings in the back. Here, which is right next to the spaceport control. Mac, you see him head in there.
Yeah, he's gone off the map now.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I saw. All right, so. I gotta sneak in there, I'm assuming. So, are they throwing him right into a jail cell, or are they like, you know, processing
him? So you just see him disappear in there. They go into one of the buildings in the front, and that's sort of the last you see of him.
Okay. Are there windows in there, like for a jail?
You mean like windows that you could break?
Like jail cell windows?
You don't see any jail cell windows on the front building. Around the back, there is like it does peak up a little bit, and you can tell there are jail cells towards the back of the building.
Is he getting put in one of those? You think?
It would make sense that he will become a prisoner. Actually, roll a skullduggery check.
Skullduggery.
It's average.
Are we doing destiny points here?
Oh yeah, we. So succeeded. Yeah, you want to do?
I have a feeling I'm going to use a lot of light side points this time. That's around.
Not from you.
Nope. I'm going to use one, hopefully.
Okay. So, Mac, you successfully made your skullduggery check, which is you're scanning your mind. What do I know? I mean, you're a smuggler, so you're not always on the right side of the law. And this isn't exactly your first time in Mashuda, so you know there's a prison or there's a jail cell back there next to spaceport control. The threat is that it's not a simple jail. Since it's a spaceport, there are holding cells for when they need to have, like, fugitives and things like that they need to put in there because right, there's traffic in and out.
All right. Is there like a back door I could sneak into, like a shipping door? Is the only entrance to the building to the front door?
Okay. I'm going to pull you into here. You're not in the scene yet.
Like, I just don't think it's a good idea just to follow them right behind and try to act my way in there. I'm going to try to sneak in there.
Okay.
This character.
Mashuda! God damn it.
Oh, that's actually really cool.
All right, so I'm trying something new. This is kind of.
Does that only show like what I can see?
Yes. So
Awesome.
I do not want to get used to this because this is a lot of work, but I always want to try this. So we'll try it
So
today.
don't get arrested in future.
Well, I mean, if you want to use this map again, yeah, we can do that for sure. But let's see how this goes. So I did cover the green in here with desert. So you are actually at the
Ever.
front. Yeah, this is not going to fit perfectly where we're at, but you're basically standing at the front of the jail. So you see some doors, and there is a stormtrooper guarding the big door in the front.
Do we have different pictures?
Yes, because
Oh,
Mac
okay.
is at the
Yeah, got
front,
it.
and
Yeah, got it.
you are in the back, in what one could call a jail cell.
In the butt. All right. Sorry, I'm having a problem with my map. There it goes. All right, so there's a stormtrooper
There's a stormtrooper on the front door, yeah.
there. Okay.
And
All right, so can I walk up to him? Is he guarding the door?
give me a second. Okay. Yeah, you can walk up to him.
Okay. Now we've discussed this before. I can't just knock him out. It's gonna turn into like a melee fight, right? Like I can't
Yeah,
just hit him on the head
you
and then
could
fight
prob
back.
I mean you could make like a I mean this one you're kind of just like walking right up to him. If you wanted to like stealthily come up to him, you could make some type of check, but it's gonna be very difficult.
All right, I'm gonna come up to him and I'm gonna tell him I'm the safety inspector.
Citizen. Greetings,
Safety
citizen.
inspector.
Safety inspector.
Yeah.
What do you mean, safety inspector?
Making sure that the your water levels are safe. I gotta test your water. I gotta take a look at your building. I'm here like about once a year. You weren't here last time, I'm pretty sure. And the time before that, it was another person in my,
Right,
not me. I'm in
you're gonna have to
the
do a
building.
deception check.
Of course. I mean, I was just waiting for you to tell me.
And hold on, let me see what the difficulty is going to be. It's going to be on his. Hold on, get my note.
Hopefully it's against his aiming ability.
You get caught up in the. Against his discipline, which is going to be two reds and a purple.
Two reds,
Yes.
and drop a purple. How do you
And a
drop
purple.
this?
Right click on it will make it
And
go
one
down.
purple.
One purple.
And just everything else normal. We've never used reds before.
You actually rolled. Oh yeah, that's your ability. Yeah, reds are since you're going up against his since you're lying right to another character that you have to roll against his character sheet, and his character sheet has as a stormtrooper, he's proficient twice and one ability for the opposite of deception. So that's for that.
All right.
He doesn't really buy your lie. Sir, we never had a safety inspector here, and you are not on the manifest. Please do not enter. You
But
do
what if
you
I?
have five advantages, though.
Yeah, what is my advantages? I have no idea what to make. How do I make an advantage of this situation? I don't know. You got any ideas?
I don't know how it would work exactly.
Like, what could possibly my advantage be if he doesn't believe?
He doesn't believe you, but he lets on somehow that. Okay, so he says,
"What if?"
Oh no! What he says is like, "Sir, you are not scheduled to be a safety inspector. If there was supposed to be a safety inspection, you would be on this log. So I can't just let you through the front door. Letting you know that there are other doors.
Oh,
implying that there are other doors."
I thought I said I wanted to go to the back door.
Well, there's no back door, but there are doors on either side in the front. So the big main front door, there's a stormtrooper. There's one on the left and one on the right.
So does this stormtrooper just really like me then?
No, he doesn't. He's like,
"Oh, you cheeky guy." He's like, "You can't get in here, but those other two doors, there's nobody guarding those. Come back here later for a good time."
You're right. That doesn't make sense. Maybe I shouldn't have had that happen. In fact.
Well, too late now. You said it.
All right.
Deception. God deception.
All right. So you turn around and walk away somewhat dejected from the stormtrooper, but then make like one of those where you look like you're walking right to the front, and then you like quickly turn to the side and walk to the side, and you notice that there is a door on what would be the stormtrooper's right side or the left side of the building, and it's unguarded, and it looks sort of like a maintenance entrance or something.
Okay, so I'm definitely going that way. Am I right going in the right direction, or was it the other way?
There is no right or wrong.
No, with where I moved my character, you said so, left. I didn't know that.
No, all right. So this little icon here, you can see there. That is a symbol for a door. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, then I go to that door, and I'm super stealthy and trying to really look cool, even though I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
But I break in, even though no one's guarding it.
All right, it's going to be a skullduggery check.
Skullduggery.
Yeah, sure, average.
You didn't say nothing.
That doesn't mean you just roll whatever you want. Okay,
I figured if you say nothing, it was average.
All right, well, that's not always going to work, but I will let it work this time.
All right, I will think in mind for next time.
And you find a tiny little room and another door.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
All right. Funny. There's anything in the room?
Wait, hold on. No, there's nothing in the room. Okay. So now, you were able to open both doors. Cool. And I don't know what you can see, but
it's kind of cool.
Okay.
It's like a little building, a little room of doom.
Yeah. So a what?
A room of doom.
What is a room of doom?
It's just a room with a rhyming word after it.
Okay. So you are in what appears to be some kind of maintenance bay. You see like a bunch of supplies and stuff. This must be like a holding area for supplies as they come into the jail.
Would there be any explosives hidden here? Is it that kind of jail? Is it that kind of jail
where they have explosives inside? No, it's not.
Well, like kind of evidence, you know.
No. It's not a police station. At least this part is not the police station.
Oh, okay. I'm just thinking ahead for the future.
It's not a bad thought.
Sometimes you need an explosive for later.
Sarn, at this point, you hear
that's cool as hell. I thought I was still out.
No, you are slow. You are in your cell. You are slowly starting to come to.
Oh.
Is the child with him?
The child is with him.
I pat my pockets to see what they left me. And right next to my blaster that they left in my pocket, I find my transmitter.
they did not leave a blaster in your pocket. But
roll light side.
Yeah.
I tried. Not I tried.
They did seem to leave your comm. Where was it that they would not have taken it?
It was hidden underneath my lake coop.
Why was it there?
That's where I store it in case of emergencies.
Kind
of
like
close to my lover. It's close to my ear, so I can hear it.
Okay, all right.
It's like an armpit or something, right?
They never think to check the lake coop.
Or like when a girl puts like her wallet in her bra.
Yeah, the Twilight bra.
Yeah, it's almost sexual harassment if they search there.
Almost.
Almost. If I didn't enjoy it so much.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Oh my.
So yeah, you hear some ringing coming from your comm.
All right, I pick it up and go to it. Hello?
Hello. Are you coming to the ships?
We ran into a problem.
A problem? What kind of problem?
I'm landed. Okay, so you're on the planet.
I'm in Landing Bay Orek.
Maybe you can help me with a problem.
What is your problem?
I am currently in jail.
That's not good.
That's why I'm asking for your help.
He hangs up. He hangs up.
Oh, no. I call back. Star 69. Star 69.
Star 69.
Was Jax, that what it was? I can't remember.
Jax's bounties. You need them, I'll get them.
Yeah, hey, Trex, I've got a bounty I need you to pick up.
Who is this?
This is... What? What's Bebebo's father's name?
Bobby Boo.
Bobby Boo.
Why is his last name different?
This is Bobby Boo.
It's a family
Boo.
Thing. Bobby Boo, the jazz
no,
musician?
Bobby Boo, the famous jazz musician.
Hello.
I need you to get my son and his friend out of jail.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What jail?
The one on Tatooine.
Mashuda.
Mashuda.
Are you
fucking?
That is going to be a premium over my general price.
That's fine. I have world famous jazz musician, Bebe Boo.
Yes, that's what I was Bobby thinking. Boo. You've got that hot jizz money.
Yes, so I will pay handsomely for my son, and more importantly, his associate.
Oh, okay. Usually for these types of bounties, I ask for an upfront amount of money, especially one so dangerous.
I'll double it. If you don't get it up front.
Double what?
What I'm willing to pay you.
All right, you're going to have to do some kind of check on this, but I don't know what. What are we doing? Like, I think there's a disguise check, maybe? Or...
It wouldn't be deception? Or coercion?
It's not coercion. I guess it would be deception.
I got to go back to my original deception. I don't know. Upgraded it at all.
I just let Boo roll his upgraded one. Just to make it easier
I don't know.
For everyone.
All right. I don't know if I've upgraded deception at all. Oh,
well,
apparently I did not.
Mac definitely did. It did not help.
It's for the first time in ever you want to use the red die.
No, we've used it before. But
yeah, I think I rolled it once or twice.
Fair enough.
All right, what's the difficulty before I just roll?
So it's going to be... Shit. Do I still have... We know it's Trex, right? Everybody knows that?
I know it is, and I let it slip earlier.
Well, I guess...
But I don't know if Mac does.
All right, so it's going to be... It's going to be against his discipline, so it's one red and two purple.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, fuck.
Check failed.
Check failed.
You'll get caught up in the your check failed. that Trex doesn't roll that way. You want something like that, you need to pay up front. Call me back when you're serious. And he hangs up. All right, back to Mac. Who is still right, in the warehouse?
I'm sneaking up this door, and I'm going to go through. Bada bing, bada boom.
Okay, that door happens to be open.
Yeah, fantastic.
And you're now in the lobby of the jail. It is kind of strange you came out of the maintenance room, but you got lucky that no one saw you walk out. But now you're just in the lobby.
All right. There's a guy up here. Should I ask? Do you think I should go ask him and try to deceive him?
Who are you talking to?
To find out where Sarn's out. You?
Me?
Yeah.
You can't ask me that. Something like that.
No, off to the side. No, I'm asking Tiger, not God.
It's worth a shot. I mean, or you could attack him. I feel like that's a bad idea, but it's something you could do.
No, okay, let me think. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go up to him and pretend I'm maintenance. That's why I came out of there. And that I need to work on a particular cell. I don't remember where, but I do remember that they were putting a Twi'lek in it. The one with the Twi'lek in it.
That's awfully specific. I'm not sure why you would have to be doing maintenance on... Oh, well, I mean, I can do this in character.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you want to do. I mean, I was just told that I need to do maintenance on a room. I just got it, you know...
Hello, citizen. Can I help you?
Hello.
By the way, how did you get in here?
Maintenance.
Maintenance?
Maintenance.
I mean, we have our own maintenance.
I am the maintenance.
You're the maintenance.
On the maintenance.
You don't look familiar.
Can I just roll the deception already?
But what are you deceiving? Whether or not you're maintenance?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that doesn't get you everything, but you can roll. You can roll the maintenance check.
Well, yeah. What do you want me to do? The maintenance check?
Yeah. Deception on maintenance.
My goal
if only you had some kind of disguise that would make you look like a janitor.
You fall.
like a mustache or something.
Okay. I want to deceive him by saying I'm maintenance, that I work for this particular place, right, and that I was told to go fix the room that Sarn is fix the light in the room that Sarn is in. I don't know what room it was. I was just told it's the one with the Twi'lek in it. Is that too outlandish?
I think we could do it in character.
Fair enough. That's what.
Sir, can I help you?
Maintenance.
Maintenance. Janitor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you coming to the front desk?
Sir, basically, I got told I gotta fix a light and one of them their cells, and they didn't tell me what cell number it was. They just told me it's the one with that feisty Twi'lek that caused the ruckus down out there at the spaceport, you know?
That's
the
awfully one that was specific instructions terror. That I, you need to do maintenance on the cell in with the new prisoner.
It's just what they told me. They told me, I don't know, I just got that in my notes. Fix light in that cell.
Okay.
It was pretty recent.
What?
Do they get emails in here?
Okay. It could be, yeah, his pager or whatever.
The work order I got for this.
Okay. All right. So you can do a deception on that. It's going to be, his deception is going to be one red and two purples. Well, you don't look like any of the maintenance that's been here before, but I'm not supposed to do this, but I'll buzz you in through this door here. You know where to go, right?
Sure, I know where. I think so. I mean, I'm just trying to find out where this one room is, but I can find my way, I'm sure.
Okay. So he buzzes. I don't know. Can you see if these doors are open?
I just click on it and it goes. It gives me view.
Okay, not that one. That's not the one that opens. You could go in there. What is this? Oh, I have to right click it before it's locked.
Well, I already opened it.
Yeah, well, stay out of there. Before anything happens, I ought to lock Sarn's door too.
Could you imagine if that's how you got out? The door's not locked.
All right.
Yep, definitely can't get out.
No, good.
I'll try. See if you are.
I've been trying.
Yeah. All right. So then,
you know what they say: every jail cell has one false bar.
They have said that in the Wild West. All right. So Matt
and the Simpsons.
Oh, oops. So he buzzes you through and you notice the doors open and you go through back to Sarn. And as we go back to Sarn, Beb Bebo, who is quietly napping, is starting to wake up. Where? I don't like being here. Why are we here?
That is a very strange question to ask once you wake up.
It's not that strange. I woke up in a strange place.
It's like you've never woken up in a strange place before, Beb.
I mean, I have been.
A crate is pretty strange too.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, speaking of crates, where's your cat?
He's right here, and he climbs out from under his shirt and then back onto his shoulder. You mean Wallace?
Wallace.
Yeah, he growls at you.
Oh, I was gonna go try to pet him.
But no, for some reason he's not responding well to you.
That's probably the right thing for him to do. Yeah. Well,
what's gonna happen?
You got us into quite a pickle here.
Oh no! What did I do?
You tried to fight some stormtroopers.
I don't remember that.
I know, and it's okay.
Are you going to save me, new mommy?
I'm trying. And I look over and I see this other guy in the cell, in another cell.
Okay.
I call out to him. Hey, you.
Hi. Hello.
What are you in for? What are you in for?
Rape.
Oh shit!
Oh shit! Fucking Star Wars Special Victims Unit.
Right on. I guess.
Yeah, I thought so, but society frowns on it.
Whom did you try to rape?
She was really hot.
He was?
She. And she was wearing this outfit, and she was really asking for it.
This is uncomfortable.
What species was she?
I don't really want to get into it.
Was it a droid?
It's kind of an important, kind of an important question, though.
What?
It's kind of an important question.
I was a human.
Oh. Okay. Do you have any idea how to get out of here?
Yeah, I do, actually, now that you mention it. Except, I just like being here so much. So I don't escape. You know, the honor system.
That's why you rape so much, I get it.
Idiot.
Idiot.
Do you have anyone I can call for, like, ransom, or not ransom, bail money? I've got a communicator.
Well, no, but I'd like to break out of here, too. I mean, I'll scratch your back, you scratch my back.
How are you going to scratch my back, aside from literally?
I don't know yet.
Well, that seems like a poor deal for me.
Well, you know, maybe I could help you.
You know what? Give me one redeeming quality about yourself.
Well, I love my wife.
What?
My children. I love my children as well.
Neither or any of them weren't the ones you tried to rape, were they?
No, unrelated. They're related to me, but, you know, my victims. Oh. Not related.
Okay, I turn to Bev and go, Bev, don't talk to this guy.
Okay.
You don't even make eye contact with him.
All right. Is he mean?
Yes.
Is he like those kids back on Ortolan who are always bullying me?
He's worse? He's worse. I'll tell you when you're older how he's worse.
Do you think he'd give me a wedgie and a pink belly?
He would do worse than that. I don't want to go into it.
What could be worse than that?
Let's just say there's a lot of friction that's going to be going on, like with your pink bellies.
Okay. Back to Mac. Mac has just walked into a new room, and he's come across into another set of controllers in front of like a big computer panel, and they see him walk in.
All right. I walk up to them, fellas, and I walk past them.
Hello.
Hello. And I go through this door here.
You try to walk through the door, and very sneakily walking by the people, you know, as long as you look like you know where you're going, people will generally assume you know where you're going and you're supposed to be there. And yeah. Mac walks over by the door and tries to open it, finding that the door is locked.
All right. So I do the whole pat myself down. Aw, serious? I turn to the guys. Hey, fellas, can you open this door for me? What? I got to do some maintenance on here. I forgot my keys.
You're doing maintenance on the lunchroom.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. I don't know where Sarn's at, so I'm just...
Who's Sarn?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was not in character.
There you go.
Well, I mean, I know you don't know where he is. If I just told you where he was, it would take all the fun out of it.
All right. So, yeah, is this the lunchroom? Oh, is this the lunchroom? I was looking for the cell block.
The cell block?
Yeah. The out light.
Well, it's not over there.
I'm sorry. I'm new. I was on the other shift. I worked at the other building. They moved me over here last week.
Huh. I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
Yeah, nobody ever. This, you know what? You know what's weird, guy? This feels just like work. You know?
When you said your maintenance.
Yeah, because I do maintenance shit. They're like, I got you. This is just a part of my day. Going on to fix a light. All right. Well, do you guys know where the cell block's at, so I can go fix this light already? I just need to get this done.
Yes. It's over there.
Where they point?
They point to the other side of the room.
Oh, thanks, fellas. And I go up to that door. And okay. Is it locked?
It's also locked.
Fellas, I still don't have my keys. Can you just unlock the door real quick?
Can you show some identification or something? You don't look familiar.
All right. I whip out, and this is, I'm going to roll either a point or maybe this is called Skullduggery. But I have, can I say I already have like an ID that I kind of just quickly made up before I came in because I've done this before, like smuggling wise. Like it's sort of like an all you can make. All I need to do is just like erase the words or something like that, and it just says maintenance on it or something.
Okay. It would be, yeah, that could be a light side point.
Right. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I've never actually used one of those.
Yeah, well, now you have.
Hooray. All right. And so that's why I show him. I show him this card that says I'm a character.
He said, ugh, fine. But don't tell my boss I just let you in.
Thanks, bud. I owe you one.
You know, this is a jail.
Yeah, believe me.
It's that sounds like the rapist.
Works a prison. Am I right? All right.
He unlocks the door.
All right, fantastic. I'm out of here. I'm going downtown. Oh, hey. I think it's down this block here. There's no door. Who's this fella?
Hey!
Who are you? Is that the rapist?
Excuse me! Am I the rapist? No, I'm not the rapist. The rapist is over there.
Who are you?
Me? I'm not a rapist, I can tell you that.
I'm sorry, I heard there was rapists in here.
I'm from where? Who told you there were rapists in here?
It's a well-known secret of this jail.
Of the rapists? No, I'm not a rapist.
For some reason. All right.
I'm just a simple smuggler. Name's Pollard.
Pollard?
Pollard, Fleet Fire.
Fleet Fire?
Yes.
Well, how nice to meet you.
And nice to meet you, and who are you?
Well, I'm just a guy here to fix a light, and have you seen a green Twi'lek around here? I'm supposed to go into her cell.
Her?
Yes. Him. Or it's kind of hard to tell which direction. It depends on on her mood.
They brought someone in here a little while ago. They were out. You know, if you let me out of here, maybe make it worth your while.
Yeah, well, if I get you out, can you help me get her out? Because, you know,
smugglers stick together.
How'd you know I was a smuggler?
Ah, the oldest trick in the book. I got you. I knew it. That's the old smuggler trick.
You know what?
No, I think I saw you at the convention.
It was my first time there. I just got my first vest. It wasn't. I was so awkward.
It ain't. Well, we've all been there.
I see you got your that smuggler's jacket vest you're wearing. That jacket's pretty sharp with the toggles.
You like that?
Oh man, yeah, that is pretty sharp.
Yeah, I got this from the convention this year.
I didn't realize all of smugglers wore specific vests. It's kind of crazy if you think about it.
Hey, but, you got to dress. You got to dress for the job you want, not the job you got. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know what? Right now, I'm just trying to get my friend out of here. So how do we break you out of this jail cell? Pollard, you said your name was?
Yeah, I'm Pollard.
Max Skyblade. And I just whip out my gun because that's... Now, do you have a better idea?
Please don't shoot me.
I was gonna shoot the door lock. Is that a great way of getting you out of here?
Not unless you want me to be stuck in here forever.
All right. So, do I have to like unlock? Do I have to computer check the door lock?
Well, all right. So there,
or is it just a simple lock and key?
Now it's a little bit more than that. I would have gotten myself out if this was a simple lock and key, but. There is a guard around here somewhere. If you could get to him, he's got a key. He's always in here bringing in lunch and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think I walked by him when I was out there.
Yeah, the guy in white.
All right. Excuse me, bud. I need to get in this jail cell.
Citizen?
Citizen, yes. I'm a citizen. I need to get into this jail cell. There's a light bulb that I need to work on in there. It doesn't look like it's out, but it's about to blow.
You can tell from that? You can tell from this
You know what? Yeah, it's a it's the way it looks. It's a little brighter than it should be. If you don't get him out of there, there's risk. He's going to get hurt, and then I'm going to look bad at my job. You need to pull him out, pull this guy out, and then let me get in there.
Okay. He's like, "Well, I don't know. Let me see what you're talking about." So he starts to follow you into the hallway. And he says, "I don't see this light bulb being too bright.
Let me check. Look, it'll take y'all 2 seconds just to move him to another jail cell. And then, you know, we'll be good to go."
Okay, so he approaches the bars on the prison. And Pollard grabs the stormtrooper by the head, jams his head against the bars, and the stormtrooper falls incapacitated to the ground.
That was so cool.
Yeah, I know, right? I didn't think that was going to work, but it worked. Look at him.
All right, I grab the keys and I'll let you out. If he...
All right.
All right, now we go get Sarn Daddy. Hey, buddies. Guess who's here?
Oh, it's new. There. It's new daddy.
And you thought I was just going to leave without you? No way. You guys are my main guys. You know, come on.
Well, thank you for showing up.
Hey. This. Listen, if it weren't for you, we wouldn't even be here, all right? Literally, we wouldn't be here. There was nothing in the plans that involved being in a prison right now. But here we are. So, and I got my friend. This is Pollard. What was your last name again?
Pollard Fleet Flyer.
Pollard Fleet Flyer. Did I tell you my name's Max Skyblade?
You did. I thought it was pretty cool, too.
All right. Can we punch fists real quick?
No. I don't do that.
Oh.
There's your awkwardness showing again.
All right. So I got to get...
Can you open this door now, please?
Hey, what's all that going on over there? Please.
I unlocked the door real quick.
You hear from across the hall a man squatting in the at the bottom of his cell. Please let me out of here. I promise. I won't hurt you.
Is it the rapist with the wife and kids?
Yeah, my wife and kids, they probably miss me.
I smack Pollard. I told you there were rapists in here.
Yeah, I know that guy's a rapist. It's like the first thing he tells you when you get in here. I don't know why he leads with that. It's not as cool as he thinks it is.
All right, I unlocked the jail cell.
All right, the keys that you have from the stormtrooper are able to open the cell.
All right. Does bad people have a cat now?
Yeah, Wallace.
He's always had a cat.
Outstanding. No, I just didn't know he had a cat in his picture, honestly.
Oh. Well, I wish I could walk out of this cell.
I look at the cat. Didn't we lose that cat?
No, he came back. Bebebo says.
He's a very helpful part of our group.
I swear we lost that cat.
The door is open.
All right, let's roll.
Roll a either a skullduggery or a perception or something.
Who, me?
Both of you. No difficulty.
Deception, skullduggery, or which one? Percent.
Either one. I don't care. Doesn't matter.
I'm going to do skullduggery because I'm pretty good at those. Anything on it? Average roll?
Okay. How do I fail?
You fail none. Zero.
You perceive
no purple.
Nothing. I failed with zero opposition.
You said no purple tiger?
Yep. Zero.
At least one of us got.
Out of the corner of your eye, Mac, you see what appears to be a camera that is now moving towards all of you who have just, you know, two of you are prisoners. Three of you are prisoners. And the camera has caught you in its eye.
I blast it.
Oh, no. We gotta run. Hey, wait. Hey, Mac. Can I borrow your blaster really quick?
Hey, sure, guys. Let me out of here. I'll help you. Come on, guys. Let me out.
I take my blaster and I shoot the rapist right in the genital areas.
Okay, roll a weapons check.
Well, I don't. Blaster pistol, right?
Yeah. All right. I am looking. While he's doing that, I'm looking for a vent to break.
It's easy.
Break
you're close. Okay, yeah, you successfully blast his dick off.
Oh, my wife's gonna kill me!
And then he keels over.
All right, I give the blaster back to Mac.
Thank you.
All right, roll a hard perception. You said you're looking for a vent.
Yeah, like a vent to escape through, like in episode 4.
Yeah.
The Phantom.
Yes, that one.
What'd you say, perception?
Yeah, hard. So, 3.
Hard?
The ambient noise doesn't turn down the klaxon.
Good. You guys need
It's too loud.
You guys need to feel the sense of dread.
Oh, I'm dread.
Okay. So you do notice that there is a vent up in the middle of the down the center of the corridor.
Like right down on the floor?
No, in the ceiling.
The ceiling. Oh, okay. So I blast it, and then I climb up.
Okay, you can't just climb up. It's tall enough that you can't just jump up there, but, you know, you notice it's too tall for one person just to reach on his
arm. All right, so
I put my hands out to boost you up, Matt.
All right. I jump, the cheerleader and then I lift. And then I jump, and then I pull up Pollard and Sarn.
No, Bebebo first.
Well, put Bebebo on your... Yeah, well, give me Bebebo. Like, get over here, you stupid kid.
Okay.
All right.
I go before Pollard.
What's that?
I go before Pollard.
No, let me up there.
I'm up there. I start crawling away.
We're all in the vents, right?
Wow, none of these make it less loud. All right. Maybe I should just find some...
I'm so glad I had my head on for that, because otherwise it would have been very
loud. You should have just put on some nice elevator music when we have alarms going off.
I mean, I do want you to feel tense, but let me find something else.
Oh, I'm like a wigwam and a teepee. Too tense.
One strength.
What? 100 strength. Okay. So now, oh no, I know what I play here.
Oh no.
No, not that.
Oh, okay.
Not whatever.
And I don't mean oh no, but
no. No.
Like, it would be pretty good for this, but...
No. Wow, this thing is so slow.
The music's so tense.
Okay. You guys have now... you guys are now in the ceiling. There's going to be an athletics check. Who's going first? Did you pull up Pollard first?
No, I pulled up Bebebo first.
Okay, so you toss up the kid.
And then me.
And then Sard, and then Pollard.
Okay. Roll a athletics check. No, never mind. You guys just got up in there. You guys are now into the vents.
Into the vents.
And keep in mind that the alarm is going off.
Sounds like a montage. A
motherfucking montage.
Montage.
All right. Let's see. Can I... Okay, now...
Montage.
You guys are in the vents. You are heading up. And... All right, 9 o'clock. Let's take... I'm going to take the break. A break. Okay, short break.
Some ice.
Ice break.
Ice break. Montage, montage, music, shooting with my blaster, montage, climbing through the vent, I hope we get away, hope we don't get caught and get gay, montage, light up the night, no one's gonna listen to this. Tiger, you're a little bitch! Montage! Watering a plant very, very slowly! Montage! So I'm ordering some like wall mounts for my lightsabers.
Yeah.
And they have the option to add like names to them. And I want to know what you think about my names.
What, your lightsabers?
Yeah.
Are you naming the lightsabers or is this like for like characters?
No, I'm naming the lightsabers.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna name one Buckler.
Buckler, that's not too bad.
And then the other one, Rapture.
Rapture?
Rapture, like the, you know, like the Bible Rapture.
That's not too bad.
All right.
I think they're both pretty good. I mean, they're not, like, you know. Buckler, I think Buckler, isn't that like a type of weapon?
It's a shield.
It's a shield, okay.
Because the one I designed, it's like, it was called like Defender. It's like the group. So I was like, oh, Buckler.
Hello there.
Oh, he's back.
No, I think those are pretty cool names. I don't think anyone's ever named their lightsabers in the show.
Or no, I don't think so either.
So I caught me off guard.
But people name their swords, so...
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. And I name my blasters.
Exactly. What'd you name it?
I haven't come up with one yet, but it's Mystic.
You just know you're going to.
I didn't know we were going to be talking about names for our guns, but I'll come up with something good.
Well, just so you know, Buckler and Rapture, out.
Yeah, Shooty McGun-Gun.
Shooty McGun-Face.
I like McGun-Gun.
Shooty McGun-Face.
Thunder Gun.
Thunder Butt. These are pretty cool, though, right?
They are. Where'd you get them from?
I found them online. I got a deal for all four of them. So
my mom said they should use them as movie props.
Yeah, that's what they are. That they're a prop. Yeah, they're for props, you know. Yeah. I think someone just prints them out or something like that.
Yeah, like a 3D. Well, it's not 3D because it's foam, yeah.
Although I don't know how they make it, though. They must have a foam.
It's meant for cosplay.
Well, they have... So it's got seams on it. So they have a mold because these are this is like the ejection seams they put in the center. So they have some kind of foam mold.
Gotcha.
The scope can come off, and one of them didn't have it on when I first got it. And I thought it was broken, and I was pissed.
So he just gave it to Ryan.
Yeah, pretty much. No, they don't. It goes back on.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah, right. The music is pretty pumping.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, I turned it down. Because he brought the music back.
My computer is so slow. I don't know what's going on.
Too much porn?
Yeah, it's gotta be it.
Not enough porn, probably.
I like that explanation better. Now you sound like that guy.
Whose name? The rapist?
Yeah. Whose name was Hakmagam.
Oh, from our Twitter followers.
Yeah. I wish we had Twitter followers. No.
No, it's the Adventure Zone thing. Oh. They name NPCs after Twitter people who, or people on Twitter that, like, endorse the show.
Oh, neat.
Okay. You guys are in the vents, and you're heading up towards what you think is the front of the building. Well, I mean, it follows the floor plan, so.
All right.
Well,
I don't know the floor Mac, plan, though.
Yeah, Mac's the one that walked in, so you would be the one leading.
Right. So, I have no idea where I'm going. Let's just keep going straight.
All right.
That sounds good.
Sarn, are you mad? Because right now is the time to vent.
Oh, I wish there was somebody else that could have rescued me.
And as you guys start heading up, you can see down because it's vents, so they have like other, you know, you can see down like through other vents.
Yeah,
and you can see there are stormtroopers running around looking for you as you slowly make your way up.
Oh, I want to fall on top of someone.
And
not the time.
As you say that, you hear some creaking, and then all of a sudden, you fall through the vent into the ground. Each taking a strain.
Exactly what I wanted.
Did all of us fall?
Oh yeah, you all fell. Well, actually, no, you didn't all fall. Most of you fell. Almost all of you fell. And
all right,
except for Mac is still up there. He's hanging on. So like, his legs fell off, but his top is still on. But everybody else fell down.
Is it a long fall? If I drop, will I hurt?
No, but you will not be able to jump back up into the vent.
All right. Well, I jump down with everybody, and I look at the stormtrooper, and I go, maintenance. There was a fire in the there's a fire in the cell block, guys. You got to get down there. I just barely got these guys out alive.
Are not strong enough for five people,
sir. That is not a that is not a fire alarm. Stop yourselves! And then he points a gun at you.
Did I fall on top of some of like these Imperial guys at the back?
No.
Am I the only one with a blaster?
We got Wallace with claws.
Wallace has claws.
Because I don't know how to get out of this without blasting my way.
I turn around and tackle one of the guards behind us.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I guess roll for initiative. I guess it'd be vigilance for everyone.
Oh no.
What the hell just happened? How do I do that again?
Go over to your combat tab.
Go to the fist.
The fist.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The first one is chat, the second one is fist. And then there's a dice next to your name. It's a D20.
It vigilance or?
Cool. It'll be vigilance. Okay. Um, All right. The Imperial Stormtrooper first sets, and he shoots at Mac.
Oh.
What?
I don't know. Just die. I don't want to be shot.
Ow. That blaster hurt.
Oh wait, no. He's gonna.
That's gonna sting tomorrow.
And he's at close, I guess, huh?
No, he's definitely the farther one.
He seems pretty
close.
No,
I think he's pretty far away. And he's shooting.
I think he's like extremely far away.
Holy crap! He does a triumph.
No.
So he hits.
Those aren't red.
Why would it be red?
Because he's evil.
He shoots at Mac, doing 10 damage. What's your soak? 5.
I don't remember.
You don't have your book. Your soak is 5.
Thought I got one more. Yeah, but not before 4 times.
Right.
Okay. Soak is 5.
Okay, the Stormtrooper shoots at you, doing 5 damage. It says
I scream. I go down screaming maintenance.
What are you doing?
This is
an abuse of your power, man.
Okay.
One soak, you said?
What?
Well, you said 1 soak or 5 damage?
5 damage. You have 5 soak. It was 10 damage overall.
Okay. Man, okay. Tiger, I don't know if it's the lighting or what, but your beard looks very gray.
Yeah, it's the lighting.
Okay.
Next up is Pollard. I don't know why it says thug.
Because he's thug.
He's thuglicious.
He's not thuglicious. He never has been.
He will be after this battle, though.
All right.
Hey, you didn't add Wallace into this.
Wallace doesn't get his own initiative slot. Wallace is at best a weapon.
He did before.
Well, did Wallace get his own? He got his own slot.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to listen back.
All right, maybe just change Bebebo into Wallace then.
So Pollard just runs and jumps at the Imperial Stormtrooper for basically a, what would it be, a brawl check.
That sounds right.
Okay, combat skills, brawl. I always get brawl and melee confused, but this will be brawl.
I think brawl is when you wrestle. Melee is like when you punch.
Okay, so he wrestles up into this stormtrooper and ties him up.
Oh, damn, he is good.
Oh, he's so sexy.
Yeah, and what a smuggler.
And
he's so sexy?
No, that's what... Yeah. And so he just jumps at him and sort of, you know, is tangled up with him.
Oh, he's so cool.
Does he like take his many
faster?
He's wrestling right now. So for his turn, he's wrestling.
Okay.
I do the
same thing.
Wait, no. It's a PC slot. It's a PC slot. So it can be Sarn. I guess Mac is listed there. You want to go, Sarn?
Yeah, I don't think it really matters. So, yeah, I'm going to tackle the guy in the behind me.
Oh, that guy behind you. Okay. I guess I should add those people to combat then.
Oh, but you won't add Wallace?
No, I'm not going to add Wallace. He's a cat.
With claws? He's a loft cat.
I mean, they've had it in Final Fantasy where the cats help out, so let's do it.
I could add this.
What if? Okay. How about this? Oh, Bat Beeble uses the cat as a weapon.
Yeah,
like he can throw it.
Yeah. No. Well, I think that's a good idea.
He's definitely done that before.
Yeah, and definitely the cat Wallace is definitely a good weapon.
He's probably our best weapon right now.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm on the ground. I am not in a good shape right now. I don't know why I'm the only one with a blaster.
You're the only one that wasn't in prison.
Once again, whose fault is that?
This.
Damn it, Bebo.
Okay.
Bebo.
Okay. So, you jump at this Imperial security officer. There's two of them. They're in a group. So I just consolidated them from two separate people into a group. Essentially, it makes it a little bit easier for me to run. It makes them harder to kill, but it's the same as killing two. But okay, you have to kill yourself.
I tackle one.
Okay. So that's going to be a brawl check. And I did it on two for... Yeah, that's fine. You failed. But you had two advantages. So... What would your advantage be?
As I'm tackling him, his gun flies off to the side, so he can't shoot us.
Okay. Mac, it's your turn. Or Beb, but you're going to have to talk to Beb if you want him to go first. It's another PC slot, is what I'm saying. You're on the floor, so you're going to be at disadvantage for your next turn or attack.
All right. I take aim and I blast the one on the left.
This is the white stormtrooper here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's not tangled up with Pollard.
Okay, right. That makes sense.
Yeah. Is there four guys fighting right now, or is it?
So yes. So there's two in a minion group that Sarn in the back, and then there's two Imperial stormtroopers up here. One of which is tangled up with Pollard.
All right. So I range light at the one guy, and then what you say there was. Will the difficulty be up or the challenge be up or
no? It'll be one difficulty.
Just one difficulty
because you're at close range right now.
Roll.
Yes, and a triumph.
Oh, and a triumph. Okay, and so you get four. So how many damage is that? Because all right, so you get a damage per success, right? Plus yes. The blaster pistol, which is six, so that's 10 damage. And a triumph. So this will be... Seven plus
Will a... Be.
So a you could have like a critical injury for a triumph.
Alright, well, let's... Yeah.
Okay.
Is he dead?
No, but he has an agonizing wound.
Oh, Jesus.
An agonizing wound. The target increases the difficulty of all brawn and agility checks by one until the end of the encounter. That's a pretty good one. How do I... I guess it can only be added to character actor types. Oh, so it won't let me add it to minions. Okay, so I would just have to do that manually. Target increases the difficulty of all brawn and agility checks by one until the end of the encounter. Okay, great. Whose turn is it now? Beb Bebo. I don't know what to do. What do I do?
Throw the cat.
Throw it at who?
Throw it at that one right in front of you, and go get that gun.
So he throws the cat at the stormtrooper that that Mac just hit, and I don't know what the cat's gonna be. Let's say melee. And
what the cat's gonna be?
It's gonna be a melee, and average difficulty, or should it be close? I guess he's close, huh?
He's pretty close.
Okay. What's the difficulty of it, or what is the damage of a cat?
Oh, well, melee's, if it's melee, melee's always too difficult.
No, engaged is always. But we're at close. I guess you can't really do a melee. All right, yeah, next. We'll do it on the next turn. But okay. This turn, he throws the cat at the Imperial Stormtrooper that had just been gotten the agonizing wound from Mac. And the cat is just going hog wild. You know, like when a cat is swiping at something under like the door threshold?
Yeah.
You know, like the gap under a door?
He's
doing it under the helmet. Just going fucking hog wild underneath that helmet for 3 damage.
Wow. What a cat.
What a cat is right. So
he's
at 7.
Will get my gun now.
Okay. And so he can take his maneuver to move what gun? Whose gun?
The gun that I knocked out of the arms of the...
Okay, so that guy has like some pistol. And Bebebo is going to take a strain to run over and grab the that pistol that fell out of that person's hand, and he tosses it over to you. Sorry.
I grab it.
Okay.
Do
sorry,
I have to do like
sorry
an
grab
agility
it.
Check to grab it out of the air?
Who should do the check? Do you think it should be a Beb or you?
I think I should.
Okay. Because
Beb tosses it to me.
Okay.
And I have to try to figure out how to grab it in order to make it.
If you miss the roll, it'll just add a difficulty or an extra maneuver. It'll be an extra maneuver on your turn.
Okay. So agility?
No, it'd be coordination.
Coordination.
Okay. 2 difficulty?
Check fail, but 3 advantages.
Wait. Oh, I was reading the...
You're reading the Stormtrooper's check?
I was reading the Stormtrooper. It took a while. It took a second to load. Okay.
So he throws it to you, and you don't quite catch it. So it's not super smooth.
Catch it by the barrel. So I can use it as a club really quickly.
Okay, so...
To hit the guy.
No, I like that. So to use it as a club will not require an extra maneuver. If you need to put it into your hand to shoot, it will require an extra maneuver.
Okay.
Okay. So Bebebo took his turn. How do I go to the next turn? All right, so Imperial Stormtrooper, who is... This must be the one that's tangled up with... Oh, no, he's not. He's the one on the ground. Okay, so the one on the ground is going to... he's going to take a disadvantaged shot because he's on the ground, right? Because what happened? Oh, yeah, he's getting mauled by the cat. And he shoots towards... The cat.
No, not Wallace.
And
that cat dies, I quit.
I'll give up right now if that cat dies.
Okay, fine. He shoots at
burn
Mac.
Utica to the ground.
I mean, I would.
Did you say you'd burn Utica to the ground?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, he shoots at the cat, and it's going to be 2 difficulty. Check succeeded. So he shoots the cat off of him, and the cat is wounded.
But the cat is super pissed off.
The cat is pissed off, but he's also taking quite a bit of damage.
Yeah, but that's a threat. It's like he's super pissed off.
Yeah, the threat is he's pissed. He is pissed.
Pissed.
So now it's the Imperial Security Officer that's wrestling with me.
Oh, yeah, that one. Okay. So they do a... it's going to be a melee check at you. Or no, brawl check towards you. What is your brawl?
My actual brawl or the brawl? Or just the, do...
whatever your brawl skill is. The most recent one. That's fine. Let's stay with that. I don't want to keep trying to do history.
Okay.
You guys are more powerful, but not like crazy more powerful.
More powerful.
Okay, fine.
No, I'm just... I don't see it down here.
I forgot what we're looking for.
Brawl.
Oh, your brawl. It's under combat in the book.
The black book you gave us?
Yeah, I think I put it in a special spot. It's with the other combat skills. Yeah, because it's not in general skills. It'll be in combat skills and weapons.
Oh, and weapons.
I thought it would make sense that they were by weapons.
Okay, that makes sense. Oh, two ability.
Okay. So, roll. All right, so this will be two difficulty on this check.
Yeah.
He failed. He failed, and there's two threats. Against them. What are the threats? You can name them.
That they are both in the perfect position for me to pistol whip at the same time with one motion.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Okay,
that's pretty cool. All
right, so you'll have a boost on your next turn.
Okay.
To do that action. All right. The Imperial Stormtrooper is next, who's tangled up with Pollard, and they do a brawl check, wrestling with Pollard. Fail. So they do not make any headway in wrestling with Pollard. And Pollard's check is up next. I'm brawl. Pollard's getting the upper hand on this guy.
I want to bring Pollard onto the crew now.
And Pollard is getting pummeled, but then he wrestles him back, and now Pollard's on top.
You get him, boy.
But he did get a little bit of a scrape, being the threat. All right, who's next?
The Stormtrooper did.
He just went.
Yeah, the Stormtrooper got a little bit of a scrape?
No. Pollard did. Pollard got the threat.
How did Pollard get the threat? The thugs rolled.
Yeah, the thugs rolled. So it's against the thug. Thug is Pollard. Pollard's the thug. I don't know why it says thug.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
Well, that's the temporary.
Right, no, temporary. I got it. Yeah. Got it. Okay. So who wants to go next?
PC. So, Max, Sarn, Beb.
You go next.
Okay.
Okay, so Sarn just got the... And he's primed to do a melee attack.
A double pistol whip.
Yeah. That's a melee, isn't
prime,
it?
Prime for a double pistol whip.
Okay. Yeah. I would say that's a... I think that's going to be... Is that engaged? So it's still two?
Yeah, it would
have to be.
Yeah.
All right, so you successfully knocked them out with your pistol whip.
Right.
And
then can I take an extra maneuver to switch the gun around to blast for a strain?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. So now it's in your hand. You took an extra maneuver, and now the gun is in your hand if you need to take a shot.
Got it.
But you've incapacitated these people here. Yep.
The security officers.
Yeah. Security officers. Got another PC slot.
All right, Mac. It's up to you.
All right. What's the situation with all the guys? Who's up? Who's rolling? Can you give me a recap?
Yeah. So, Sarn has just knocked out these two officers in the back. This Imperial Stormtrooper is wounded and he's on his back on the ground. Pollard is wrestling the shit out of this other Stormtrooper and now he's on top. Wallace has been blasted off of the Stormtrooper and is kind of wounded, but not engaged with anyone right now.
Can I blast the Stormtrooper that's fighting Pollard, or would he get? Or is there a chance he'd get hit?
So if you did that, yes, you can. You can absolutely do that. But it would upgrade a difficulty to a red die.
All right. I'm just gonna shoot the one Stormtrooper who's wounded.
Okay.
And then call that for my shot because I'll probably finish him off.
Okay. It's gonna be close range.
I've got a pistol now too.
And then just regular difficulty two.
No, it's close, so it's only one. One purple.
Oh, you failed? I thought I read it as a success.
Oh no, you failed, but you have four success or four advantages.
I don't even know what to do. My advantage is that let's just say my advantage is that he passes. Can I say he passes out, or is that too much?
It's a little bit. It's just a tad too much.
Okay. All right. So the shot goes over his head. The Stormtrooper looks up, exposing his neck. A little bit more for Wallace.
Okay, all right. You like
that,
Mac?
You, Mac?
Yeah, that's fine. As long as Wallace stays alive, I don't give a shit about anything.
Pollard, Sarn, dead. Wallace has got to survive.
Okay. I've seen the devil every day.
Which is amazing because literally Sarn has one health. One health. This is all I'm getting. Yeah. All right, so it's Beb Bebo now. It's Beb's turn. Guys, what should I do? What should I do? He yells out.
Help me. Do I have any help?
You know what? I slide my gun over to him to give to Pollard.
Wait, what?
I take the gun and I slide it over to him and say, give this to Pollard. Give this to the guy on top of the Stormtrooper.
Oh, okay. So he takes a maneuver to grab and a maneuver to give. So that's an extra maneuver. To give a weapon to Pollard. He still gets an attack. And I'm going to say that before Beb can make any sort of attack or anything, Wallace is back for more and jumps on top of the prone Stormtrooper to hurt
him. Not the one with his neck exposed?
That one. Yeah, that's the guy. Oh. When I said prone, I guess they're both prone at this point. And so I guess he gets a boost for the neck being exposed.
Yeah, and, Wallace.
And
we're bringing all these guys onto our crew.
And Wallace does 3 damage to the Stormtrooper.
How come the flashback has all these great characters in it? <I know.
laughs> And kills the Stormtrooper.
Yeah, Wallace.
Wallace sees the exposed neck and just jumps at it and swats. And as he makes one swipe of the neck. and it just starts gushing blood everywhere.
And, oh my god.
Yes, and Wallace is covered in blood.
Is he happy with himself?
He didn't expect so much blood. But yeah, he's taken a little bit of a back, but he's happy because also that stormtrooper shot at him.
Oh my god.
Shot him, not shot at him.
Yeah, no, he hit him, I guess, so yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So the next two are dead. The Imperial Stormtrooper, who is engaged with Pollard, will make a shot. He has a setback because Pollard is on top of him, pummeling him, but makes a shot.
Yeah, yeah, blaster noise.
yeah, but Ew. Misses. But misses Pollard. Pollard, who just got the... It says he has a blaster rifle, but it should be blaster pistol, right? So it's... pistol is ranged light, right?
Okay. Ranged light, yeah.
Ranged light.
Wait, it's PC's turn, right?
It is a PC turn, yeah.
Alright.
I was going to let Pollard take it, but he does not have to take it.
All right, I want to run up, and I want to slide, and I want to take the blaster pistol away from the dead stormtrooper.
This dead stormtrooper is not a pistol, it'd be a rifle.
Yeah, the blaster. I want to take the blaster away from the dead stormtrooper and slide by him.
Okay, so you're taking Pollard's turn.
Yeah.
You're jumping up. Okay.
I'm jumping ahead.
And Mac is okay with that.
But I'm fine with anything you do, bud.
Sounds like an athletics check to me. So it'd be an average athletics check to do that. And it's going to cost you a maneuver.
Okay.
Okay, great. So you do what you wanted.
Wait, a maneuver or a strain?
It's a maneuver... So you're out of maneuvers. If you need to take any other maneuvers, then you would have to take a strain.
No, I just want to grab it for right now.
Okay. So your turn is over. And okay. It's another PC slot. Mac, anybody want to take a PC?
Oh, sure. What's
or Pollard? Pollard can go next.
Yeah, let's throw up. See what is he still wrestling that guy? Is he dead?
Yeah, he's still he's not dead. He's still wrestling him.
Well, let's see where he goes.
Okay, so Beb Bebo just tossed him a pistol, and so and Pollard is on top, so he's going to take a range light check of that pistol. He's engaged, so he's going to shoot on that. He shoots. He's got two successes. So, it's a light pistol, or no, a blaster pistol. It's damage 6 plus 2 would be 8, doing 8 damage to the stormtrooper.
Well, the stormtrooper's got soap.
Oh yeah, so I guess it's only 3.
Like, right. I wish he would take all 8, but... Yeah,
he does not take all 8. That brings up Mac's turn. So at this point, to recap, the only person you got left is this stormtrooper who's on who is underneath Pollard.
Pollard Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah, exactly. How did you know? Fleet Fire.
Okay. All right. So is it my turn then?
Yeah.
All right, so can I just run over and pull the guy off and shoot him? Or is that because I don't want to shoot and risk shooting Pollard? Or should I just shoot the guy? And...
I will allow, if you go over there, you have to take an extra strain to get in between. Otherwise, you would have to take upgrade a difficulty to shoot at him. So to do what you want to do, which is to decrease the chance at which you will accidentally hit Pollard, you have to take an extra strain.
Okay, I do that.
Because right. Oh, to aim.
No, not to aim. If you wanted to take aim, that would be an extra. That'd be an extra strain.
No, I pull the guy off and then shoot.
You're just you're kind of stepping right in between.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're taking an extra strain, and you can do that on a regular difficulty, which would be, I guess you're at close, huh? So it'd be one difficulty.
For what kind of, for what, for
against your light? Against whatever blaster you're using, which is your regular blaster. Yeah. So it'd be your ranged.
One difficulty, you said?
Yeah. Okay, so three successes. That's three
pull
plus
off,
a blaster.
And then I blast him.
Okay, so that's nine. So you do four damage.
Four. These blasters, they feel real good when you like
when you cosplay with them?
Yeah.
Okay. That brings up Beb Bebo's turn, who his turn is
the Star Trooper's still not dead?
No, he's got a little bit left. And he does. Beb Bebo's turn is taken again by Wallace. Who. Oh, that's. It says Stormtrooper. That's not really what I want. But anyway.
Wallace jumps on him?
Wallace jumps on him and does damage, slashing this Stormtrooper to death. For the final wounds, incapacitates this Stormtrooper.
Have to keep Wallace around.
Okay.
This guy's great.
All right, I hope he's been hiding in the Kahuna Wave this entire time. Just sleeping.
He just pops out somewhere.
Wallace!
He's the reason why the fridge has no food for Ghost.
It's all cat food.
It's all mystery.
He would love cat food. Ghost.
Oh,
R.I.P.
Yeah.
All right.
Ghost?
Oh. Yeah.
He's dead?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, boy. I really missed a couple of episodes there then.
All right. So you guys have just murdered two Stormtroopers and incapacitated a handful.
Didn't murder. Don't say
officer.
Murder. We defended ourselves. If you say murder, they murdered all those people in the Death Star when they blow it up in the first movie.
I don't know.
They,
murder. I feel like it's a murder.
They did murder all those people in the Death Star.
All right. So you guys roll up. There's still one person here in the lobby, and he looks at you, and he looks at the cat who's covered in blood. And he says, stop, and he points his blaster in your direction.
And I look at Wallace and go, get him, boy.
You're going to sick him?
Huh?
Okay, you're going to sick Wallace on this man?
I'm going to sick Wallace on this Imperial security officer.
Okay, combat.
Even though Wallace doesn't really like me.
This Imperial security officer.
One strain.
All right, so he jumped at the Imperial officer and fails to do any damage. He kind of swipes him off right before he makes like his lunging move. But Wallace is also covered in blood, so he's kind of slipped up, and it's going to be more difficult for him to make an attack on the next roll. If you engage further.
Yeah, no, I just run at him and tackle him, too.
Tackle who?
Just Imperial Security Officer.
You can also just leave. You don't need to kill everyone. But that's just me. That's just me.
I didn't say kill.
Play the game how you want to
play. I did not say kill. I said I wanted to tackle him.
What, like, and give him a hug?
And incapacitate him. Because
okay.
I don't have a... Oh, I do have a gun. You know what? I'm going to shoot this motherfucker.
Okay.
I'm going to blast her rifle his face off.
Okay.
I already shot someone in the dick. We got to limit dick shots.
Yeah, you only get one...
Limit dick shots.
One dick shot per week.
Yeah. Are you going to do it? It'd be average. Let's say you're at medium, I guess. I don't know.
And a triumph.
Okay, so what happens with the triumph? It's a critical injury, I guess, would be one thing you could do.
Oh, I was just going to go over to the desk that he's behind and turn off the alarm.
Yeah, but that would not be on the combat check.
Why not?
It's not really... Like, if you're doing a computer's check and you triumphed on the computer's check, you could do other computer things.
All right. I tackle him, or I shoot him, and then I'm able to take his security badge.
Okay. Fine.
And then I swipe into the computer and turn off the klaxon.
Okay. Let's see here. How do I stop this thing?
Stop what thing?
The klaxon.
The music?
No, that music will play forever.
Oh. I didn't even know the klaxon was still going on.
Oh, yeah, I started.
Oh, my God. It feels so weird without that playing anymore.
Yeah,
I don't even feel like I'm in danger. Really?
No, I mean, you're really not, in a sense.
But in a so real,
did,
more real
you did
sense.
11, you did 11 damage on this poor guy?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
So, well, whatever their soap is, I don't know.
It's not good. So, okay.
Yeah, it's got to be less than a stormtrooper, so.
All right. Okay, let's get out of here. Pollard says.
Sko.
Go.
Wallace, come on, buddy.
And you guys move towards the door. But you're stopped by the door. Turns out it's locked from the inside. Surprise!
Well, then I swipe the keypad I just stole.
And you swipe at the keypad, and the keypad beep, beep, boop, beep, opens. And you guys make it out of the prison.
I hope there's a ship out here on this.
That landing pad?
Yeah, what?
Well, it looks like a landing pad, yeah.
Okay. And didn't you call somebody?
Yeah, he's at Landing Bay Aura.
Oh, I thought he would come help.
Oh, yeah, hey, I call him. I reach out to him on the comms.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, it's Sarn.
Sarn. Turbo?
Yeah, Sarn Turbo.
Oh, Sarn, this is Trex.
Yes, I know. Can you land on the landing pad of the jail? Prison?
It's a jail.
Detention center?
That landing pad is purely representative of nothing. It's not a real landing pad.
Is this symbolic?
It's symbolic. It's a Google image asset, of which there was a landing pad. There is not.
Okay, you don't need to land. Just let us in. Tell him to bring the ship over. We'll jump in as he flies by.
Bring the ship by. Throw your rope ladder down.
Rope ladder.
Sorry, your space rope ladder.
Okay. And, okay, and so he, you can hear off in the distance, just a bunch of hubbub, because you're not far from the spaceport, and you can hear just a somewhat large spacecraft being, like, taking off. It's much larger than a speeder, so you can hear it just taking off like a big jet plane. And it seems somewhat abrupt for that to just happen. And he starts moving towards you in the center. And you see it very plainly. It is a YT-1300 freighter with some markings on it that mark it as Trex's ship. And he throws down and he gets really close to the ground. And it's very shaky. This is not a thing that happens very often or very well. But Trex or the pilot of this craft seems to be a very good pilot and is able to maneuver being close to a place where you're not really supposed to land.
All right, so what does he throw? What's thrown
and
off?
He throws down a sort of ladder.
All right, Beb.
I'm Beb.
Beb here. Yes, I know. Climb onto my back, please.
And then he climbs onto your back. It's safe up here.
It is.
I feel so safe. Can Wallace come with us?
Yes, Wallace!
And Wallace runs over, leaving bloody footprints in his wake, and jumps onto the back of Bebo.
This cat sounds
And then awesome. I start climbing up the ladder into the ship.
Okay. And you climb up.
Successfully, I may add.
Yes.
Pollard after you?
Pollard is... Where's he at? Oh, I got everyone selected. Okay, Pollard is going to roll a athletics check. Onto the moving. And he fails his first check. So he is not able. He goes to grab onto the ladder and cannot grab onto it. Mac.
All right, so I run up next to him and try to help him up.
Mac, you just gotta go. You gotta leave me.
No way, Pollard. You're way too cool for me to leave behind.
I need to stay here. I got unfinished business. You go. You go on without me, Mac.
I'll always remember you.
We'll meet again someday.
As I'm climbing up, I hear all of this, and I reach in and I pull out my communicator and I throw it down to him.
And he goes up and he snatches your communicator and he puts it in his vest pocket.
And then I continue climbing up into the ship.
I jump onto the rope and the ship starts flying away, and you know, I'm kind of like blasting in the middle of air because I feel really cool. And I'm like, let this be the lesson to you that you cannot cage Max Skyblade. And I'm just blasting the roof. No one's even out there, you know?
I'm just. Pollard's looking up at you as you leave, just a little bit perplexed, but also just kind of shaking his head, just in like a, I can't believe I just got broke out of prison by this man. And then. And you guys start climbing up the rope ladder, and at the top of the rope ladder is Trex, who's helping you up into the into the ship.
Sexy Trexy.
His girlfriend.
His girlfriend.
With the pictures. His girlfriend with all her wife with all the pictures. She's on there.
My God.
Or she's the one that's helping us up.